I only said that now because I know we probably won't talk about it here because I don't think anybody else has played it.
What, Mario Maker?
Yeah.
I played Mario Maker.
Have you?
Yeah, I did those hard levels. Remember the ones I told Kyle to play and he just didn't want to play because he was too scared?
Oh, I already forgot
All
about
I've done, all I've done are pick two really hard levels, spent about a couple hours trying to beat those, did them. I'm like, hell yeah. That's it.
that. Well, I spent about an hour playing one of the simplest levels possible. So, yeah.
We did the
Just
opposite.
trying to beat the fucking time that I set. So,
Also,
fun
welcome to the
stuff.
podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Blue Rupees Podcast
Fuck
episode.
off.
Damn.
I'm so damn.
What if you look at your statistics? It's literally as soon as you say that, it just drops off.
It
No, fuck that guy.
usually drops off pretty quickly, to be honest.
Right after trivia,
Right after trivia,
usually.
yeah.
Yeah.
Retention rate on podcasts is always hard, though.
Yeah.
Usually audio stuff does better, which is why we should eventually upload them somewhere whenever David does our server stuff that he still has to do someday.
Yeah, that's gonna be one of those projects that when I have time.
What'd you do today?
Work.
Yeah, not buying a Zeebo, that's for sure.
Sorry, I gotta save my fucking money for the trip now.
This is our video game podcast we do every week. This is episode, what, 14?
15.
15, yeah. 14 was last
one. Yeah, we post this every week, talk about the news, stuff that we play, do some trivia. I'm Adrian, got Chris / Gore. What do we call you in the Slack? Gortifer Genderson?
Me. I didn't want to call myself that, but...
Gordonson?
That was the name assigned to me, so I took it.
Oh, it was Gore Rodriguez. Is
yeah,
what
Rodriguez. And then
David's
here.
Fucking Scooby-Doo over here.
Yeah, let's just jump straight into it, Gore. What you been playing this week?
Nothing. I didn't
That's
play a single
goddamn lie.
Not a damn thing. Nope. Didn't play anything.
Not even Overwatch.
No. Ew! No, I should have played Overwatch this week because it was the last couple days of the competitive season and I didn't do it, so I missed out on that.
Didn't we literally all play Overwatch right after the podcast?
I know, but we play quick play. So we don't play competitive.
Yeah,
so.
But the point is you played a game since our last podcast.
Yeah, but like, what are we going to talk about Overwatch? I shot a guy with an arrow, like... Again,
yeah.
For
yeah.
The 4 millionth time.
Wasn't
we
there a
won
time
and we
where
lost.
Didn't you like, kill Ooh. The entire team at some point? You got not, you
oh,
got
yeah,
team
and,
kill.
I didn't even get a play of the game for that.
Well,
what did
you do? Because I don't think I was around there.
I was in the... Nobody else was in the point. There was four dudes in the point, and I was Hanzo. Two of them weren't looking at me, so I just headshot. Pew, pew. There was a... I forgot who it was. I think a Widow was in there, and she jumped down just to... I guess she saw me contesting, so she took it. She jumped down. I killed her. I forgot who else I killed. I killed a Winston with my Storm Arrows. So I killed four people. I didn't get play of the game, though, which was bullshit. That should have been it, because 100% damage for each. No, it was really quick. It was, like, not even like, 10 seconds. I killed all of them. They were all right there. Winston jumped at me. I killed his ass. There's an Ana trying to heal the Widow up there. She's just standing there. I killed her. I think it was the Moira. It was a Moira.
There was some people playing some other game that I killed too. They didn't even see
Yeah, it. I killed Battleborn.
Someone messaged Chris. Hey, nice team kill.
Yeah. I was like, thanks, fam. That's what I said.
Thanks, bro.
I said bro.
What else have you been playing?
Well, I play Mario Maker, but who cares? Nobody gives a shit.
You talk about that speedrun you were telling us about?
Dumbass Nintendo. Oh, I was just playing. I played a little bit of it. I made a level. I made a really quick one.
I'm waiting on some styluses to come in the mail for me to start messing around with
it. It actually works really well without the stylus. I'm surprised. Like, I was just like, all right, it works fine. I to be honest, I don't really want to use a stylus on my Switch screen anyway, because I don't want to fuck it up. So
you don't have a protector on it?
No. I go raw, baby. I just finger contact. Contact with the screen.
Oh, you shouldn't have said it on the screen. Just leave it there.
What? Oh.
Not protected. What? Finger contact, baby.
Yeah.
As well, we'll never get monetized.
we didn't say the fuck word. Oh, shit. Sorry. Ah, fuck. Shit. Now there goes the monetization.
Now they're going to take money.
Oh, no. Our 12 cents.
I'm building it up, man. I'm getting there. I haven't gotten paid by YouTube since summer of 2013.
Because last time I got a check.
Because my biggest money maker was demonetized, and from then it's been a slow crawl. Because all my big videos have been demonetized, so it just every other video is just creeping up there. But I'm over halfway to another paycheck.
You should partner up with MCN. They could have helped you.
I got a good check for that big video of mine. I told you about that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sure, but you would have made more money if you went to win MCN though.
Probably.
Because MCN save your ass when it comes to copyright stuff. So.
But I don't know. I was also like, or I could just take a check right now and just not deal with it ever.
Anyway. But now you don't have money when you could be making at least $5.
Hundreds of dollars.
$5 a year.
Tens of dollars.
We're playing Borderlands.
Tens of dollars a lifetime. We play Borderlands. I mean, it's Borderlands. I think I talked about it when it first came back out in April, right? In one of the early podcasts. You're finally playing. You can talk about it.
It's fun. It's a cool just fuck around, talk about whatever you want to talk about game. But I'm also super low leveled, so we kind of walked in. The last thing we did was walk into a thing we couldn't do.
Yeah.
Where we walked in there like, all right, your exact words were, all right, this one's not too bad. Walked in there, got surrounded. All right, fuck that. Let's leave.
Yeah. You have to follow the rules because in the missions it tells you, hey, this is too tough, bro. Yeah. You shouldn't do it. Level 14, you're level 11. You shouldn't do this. I'm like, nah, and we did it, and we finished that one to be fair, but it was tougher than.
The last one we ended on, though, that one's a hard one.
Yeah, did we stop at that one?
Yeah, we stopped at that one.
Yeah.
But we'll play it again soon. I want to play some more. Trying to knock out Borderlands 2, maybe the pre-sequel, and then do 3.
Yeah.
So, Summer of Borderlands.
I never finished the pre-sequel, so.
Yeah, so I'm done. Then what else? Did we play something else?
No, nothing. We played some Dead by Daylight, I guess. Didn't we play that after last week?
We just started that too, actually. We just started that game for the first time, so that was interesting. Definitely a game that you need to level up to be good at, because you need some of those perks. Even though some of the perks are ass until you level those up, like the flashlight, which apparently Chris was like, I flashed in his fucking face, but apparently you have to be like...
I did. I put it in his dumb fucking face.
You have to be apparently like pixel perfect until you get more and more upgrades.
Because that's how a flashlight works.
Yeah, right.
Shine it right here. That's not pixel. It's got to be right here.
But I really like the fact that you can go in there as like four friends against someone, which is interesting. Because that's nice because you can stay in the call and just fuck around and still kind of keep in touch with that. As opposed to
doesn't really help with coordination much, but yeah.
No, because we don't know the map and we don't know how the game works yet.
Right.
If this was Friday the 13th, we would have been able to do it. Because Friday the 13th, I feel, is like way simpler.
It is. Like, it doesn't have skill trees.
Get the fuck out. You know.
So, there are some
skill
some
things.
Perks.
There.
There's some perks in there you can help out, but definitely Dead by Daylight has a larger learning curve.
Right.
But I like it. I don't know. I'm down to play more.
I like it.
We just definitely need to level up the fuck more because if it wasn't
for
the last person,
I feel like
we...
a game should be fun to begin with. It shouldn't be fun later on.
I just inherently don't like games where you have to level up to get better at. That's a peeve of mine. Where I started actually, I've been playing more Rainbow Six Siege lately. And I told you about it last week, but I've been playing more, especially because they have a Western mode right now, which is cool. But that's a game where you have to. It feels so much more. It just feels lame when you're only playing rookie over and over again until you can afford other people, and even then, like it's a grind to get there. A season pass in that game costs $30. You know that? That's a fucking.
No. Well, that's the year 4 and 5 and
that's a lot.
I don't even know what year it's up to. Four. I don't know. My cousin plays it, so he tells me all the time about it.
You don't have that digitally? Or he has that physical?
He asked me, like, hey, do you know this, what are they called?
Operator.
Do you know this operator? I'm like, I don't fucking play the game. Shut up. And I push him.
Then he started dancing on your body.
And then he pushes me back, and I cry. He's 11, by the way.
It's fun. I think you'd like it. We should play it, especially the Western mode.
I've played it before. I mean, it's
fun. It's basic until you get a lot more shit in there, which is what I'm trying to say.
I actually want to play the multiplayer this fucking time because every time we play it, I feel like we always have to do the stupid AI mode, which I don't want.
Oh yeah, no. I'm doing the multiplayer. I haven't even played the AI mode since I started again.
Yeah.
If you have it downloaded or if you have it borrowed, I'll play it.
Is it on Game Pass?
Nope.
No.
God damn it.
You can find that game really cheap nowadays.
I ain't rebuying it.
It's going to be a grind.
I have to buy it too.
Chris, you been playing anything else?
No, I have to get back into Bloodstained. I haven't played it since last time I talked about it. So, no, I've been playing more Phoenix, right? But that's it. Yeah.
I almost, we'll talk about it later, but I almost bought the import.
Should.
So, I, yeah, I've been playing Rainbow Six.
I got right here.
I jumped in. Yeah, you were telling me. I have enough credit.
I showed it off before.
Yeah.
I have enough
store. Look at that. Finally.
I have enough store credit for it, but I just don't want it. I want to stop double dipping on games on Switch. I
do that. They're releasing Phoenix Wright games again in America. Don't they have like that Sherlock Holmes one that never came out here?
That pirate one, remember? Wasn't it a pirate?
Yeah.
No, not a pirate, but some past one.
It's that's the Sherlock Holmes one, I think, where they get up, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would probably have the same thing, but it sucks. Miles Edward 2 never came out here either. But I just
we got Apollo freaking Justice though. Yay!
I have all the.
Have I ever talked about I don't like Apollo or the other one from the newer games?
No, but you never. I haven't played them yet.
Yeah, you haven't. I don't think you'll like them either. Like they try to add like new characters that fill the roles of the older ones, like Gumshoe and stuff. It just doesn't work. Like a new judge, not a new judge. Sorry. Well, there is a new judge, but there's a new like prosecutor and stuff. It's just like I don't know. It's just like I played Spirit of Justice. I was like, it was fine. That's it. Wait, I'm sorry. Dual Destinies is the
Spirit of Justice.
First one that came out. Spirit of Justice. I'm sorry. Spirit of Justice is the one I didn't finish. Dual Destinies was okay. It was like, Spirit of Justice is the one where I played one. I think it was the second case where I'm just like, fucking.
Spirit of Justice dragging. Is the latest one.
Yeah, that's the latest one. That one, it was like dragging so hard in the second case. I was like, I can't. I played the first case was fine. The second one was so long and boring and shitty. I was just done. And it had Apollo and other girls. It's just like characters I don't like. Like I just want Phoenix Wright. It's called fucking Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
All it needs is Phoenix Wright and Maya.
Yeah, exactly. Maya's in that game supposedly, but I haven't gotten to the point where you see her.
Yeah, I'm gonna play them. I have them all on 3DS. I'm gonna stick with those, just because that's nice on a portable system still like that. But I'm trying to.
It works pretty well on the Switch though.
I'm trying not to double dip anymore. I really don't want to. I keep doing that.
Anyway.
But yeah, so I did that. What was it? So, right, I jumped into Apex again yesterday. Jumped into Season 2 a bit. Got a couple games in there. There's a giant fucking dinosaur just walking over the place that takes steps every now and then, so you gotta watch the fuck out. Cool. New hero, I guess. I don't know what they're called in there. New Legends?
Legends. Yeah. Assuming, right?
That one's cool, but I stick with Bloodhound. What else have been playing? I actually
who's the one who's the one everybody loves? Gibraltar? That's the one I always hear about.
I think the meta right now is that everyone likes to use... Lion, every squad needs a lifeline. Lifeline's the one that calls in the airdrops. Those are pretty neat.
How about Mei? Is she good?
She's all right. People getting used to her, but people have been just blocking them in rooms. So whenever you walk in a room, you see one of those, they just put a wall right there and it fucks you up.
Yeah, it doesn't kill you instantly, it just hurts you over time, right?
But then if you're weak, it's like, well, just leave them in there.
You're done, yep. Do those go away after a certain time, or is it just...
You can shoot them down.
You can shoot them down, okay.
But if you're in a room, they can put the wall so like everything's kind of outside of it. It happened with someone in my squad, it was kind of funny.
It's funny, man. I wanted to play as her because I liked her abilities. So
yeah, do it.
I even like the one where you just like shoot out the fucking rocket launchers and stuff.
You gotta actually unlock her with the currency though. So rip. I only have one other character.
How's Junkrat? Is he good?
Which one?
Junkrat.
Oh, the dude.
Yeah, he's great in Overwatch.
Why did somebody send a whatever? Anyway, sorry, through Skype someone sent a picture. I don't know what the hell happened.
That was me actually hitting the snapshot button.
Good shit, David.
Anyway, what'd you say? Junk. I forgot his name. What's his name? Octane or whatever?
Yeah, Octane. I haven't bought him either. I want to buy him.
How much are they if you just spend money?
Probably $10.
Fuck out of here. $10 for one character?
Yeah, I think I could be wrong, but I'm pretty positive it's $10.
See, that's the shit that I don't like when they fucking make it so that you have to either really work for a character or pay. If Overwatch did that would ruin the game.
That's what I was telling people I've been playing with. I just like that's what I like about Overwatch is like literally day one person, even though he's not good, is literally on the same playing field as person that's been playing since the first day the game came out. You know, it's like they pick Junkrat, you pick Junkrat. There's nothing special in between them. Just whatever, whoever just does the whoever's getting killed, you know, that's what I like about that. But
I mean, obviously, if you have more skill,
the good thing about Apex is aside from the hero or the legends, everything else kind of stays the same, which is neat. But it's not bad. I'm still playing. I'm having a good time.
It's a free to play game, I guess, but still, it's just like if you want to play that character, you have to buy him. I guess it's not the same thing as Overwatch, because Overwatch is like, if you need somebody to switch to that kind of character and they can't because it's it's
the
locked.
The basics are still but there.
And you can't do that.
Lifeline's pretty much the one you want.
I get that. Yeah.
Right, Persona.
Hi.
Sorry, Persona 5.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How far did you get? 25 minutes?
I'm
35 minutes.
Having to rescue what's her name? The girl?
Yeah, the cheerleader.
Yeah, she just came cheerleader? Back. She just came back into the world after we sent her back out.
Okay.
So
I'll probably start it again. I was 15 hours in and I just stopped playing. So I'll probably go back in and just restart it.
Yeah, I'm a couple hours in. I'm enjoying it. You could tell why that game takes the game takes 100 hours, because when you just talk to people, it's like it paces you out. They listen.
That's
to the
best part.
And pace. Yeah. So I'm not saying like it's interesting, because like it's not 100 hours of gameplay. It's like a good chunk of gameplay, but it's a lot of it you just exploring and just like reading a lot of dialogue along with it. Cool.
Yeah, Persona 4 was really.
I really wish Joker was talking more, because I like his voice actor. It's the same voice actor as the Smash announcer. So I wish he talked more.
Well, that's the thing. Persona 4 is the same thing. I would say every Persona game has the same thing with their main character.
Yeah, Persona 4 Golden is still fucking phenomenal. But yeah. I'm enjoying Persona 5 a lot right now. Then I also started Night in the Woods. I just started that though, so I'm just.
The hipster.
What was that?
That hipster game that everybody hates?
Is it a hipster game?
I don't know. I always hear people call it a hipster game, and they say, like, oh, it's garbage. So I'm just like, all right. And then I look at the reviews, and they're all 9s and 10s.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no. Apparently, like,
I don't know. It's the same people that would say Undertale's bad, I guess. I don't know.
Probably, but, yeah, Night in the Woods is one of those really phenomenal games that, I hear nothing but good things about it, so I'm super excited to start it.
I hear nothing but good things from people that aren't children, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same people that still want the Snyder cut think Night in the Woods is garbage.
So I've I want to start a new game on each console, so I did that. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 comes out first, or Dragon Quest Builders 2?
Builders 2.
Shit.
Builders 2 comes out next week. Or
I was gonna say I can double check my pre-order right now.
One of those games comes out first.
I'm pretty sure the 9th.
And I'm excited to play those. I got.
I'm pretty sure Builders 2 comes out either the 9th or the 12th. I'm only assuming because that's a Friday. And
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is July 19th.
Yeah. Okay. So Builders 2, I'm pretty sure comes out before, but whatever. And then Fire Emblem comes out like a week after Ultimate Alliance 3. A lot of Switch games. Ultimate Alliance 3 will be a quick set though.
I don't even think it's a quick set. I think it's kind of one game I kind of want to fuck around in for a while. I played them, but I never really delved into them. Aren't they just kind of games?
Oh, I love the first game. I played the shit out of the first game.
It's a story
game.
Mode, but aren't they? Isn't it replayable or no?
Oh yeah. Go in replayable. As like different characters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
First game, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna play through the entire thing, Ghost Rider, and I'm like, all right. I mean, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna play as like I don't know. I think Deadpool was in the original. I was like, I'll play as Deadpool. Fuck it.
That's why I downloaded the game, because I heard was that it's replayable. So I wanted something I could just kind of keep flipping back to every now and then. And it's not like you have to like dedicate all this time to it. It's definitely a podcast game if you're not with friends.
It's a great co-op game. I fucking played through the second game entirely with a friend, and that was so much fun.
You gonna play online with us, David?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
I went to GameStop earlier this week and I sold a bunch of stuff. So.
Anything good?
There was some good deals, but not. I don't think anything. Like, there was no like 50% extra thing, so I didn't even let you know. I had like a couple doubles and stuff. So.
Right.
So I just traded that stuff in. So I have enough to buy Builders 2 and.
I went through and got rid of a bunch of of games I have through Games of Gold or Game Pass. About 50 bucks off them, which is nice. And this, I'm talking like games like Darksiders 2,
okay.
So it was nice to get rid of all that.
On Xbox?
Yeah.
On Xbox One, I meant?
No, 360. I got rid of a bunch of old shit that I just wanted to start clearing out.
Well, you get like three each for them?
The one that I sold that was big was Battlefield 1 or 5. Because I have that on EA Access, and it's going to go. Oh. By the time I end up getting to that game, it'll be one of the vault games, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the big one I sold. I think I sold one other Borderlands, the Handsome Collection, because that's on Game Pass. And then everything else is
360. Don't games. Always think that you'll always have those games on Game Pass, because
I'm going to be the type that when they say it's out and I don't have it, I will play it. That's definitely the type of person I'll be.
Yep. So you better play it soon. Imagine they take it off already. Make sure nobody's playing Borderlands 1 and 2 when 3 comes out.
The cool thing is, though, even if it's leaving, it gives you a discount on buying the game on Game Pass. That's what happened to Mad Max, is I bought it digitally for cheaper because it was on sale and leaving.
Can we talk about Game Pass real quick? I just realized, I looked at all the games that are coming out.
There's a lot of shit on there.
There's a lot of shit that I don't need to pay for, and I'm really happy. Gears 5 I don't need to buy. That's just free. The Outer Worlds, I think that's the one with the Obsidian game. That's on Game Pass. What was the other game?
There's another game.
Which one?
My Time in Portia.
Oh, Portia. Oh yeah, that game. But I wasn't thinking of that. I'm thinking Hitman. Like games that are coming out. Hitman, I guess. I was thinking of games that are coming out. You know, like new games this year.
Halo Infinite, I'll be on there. This year there's a lot of
Outer Worlds. I know that.
Indie games that are.
Oh, Blair Witch, that's one. I'm actually looking forward to that. That actually looks pretty good.
That's what I say when people shit on the Xbox conference, like, oh, there still wasn't that good shit. I'm like, dude, if you're a Game Pass owner, this fucking, that E3 was lit, dude, because it's like, I'm playing all this shit.
Dude, Gears 5 is in 2 months.
That's nice to know that I can get that game. And just
free. If you have Game Pass Ultimate, you get to play it a few days early, too. So, not that that matters, but, you know, just saying.
It's an added benefit.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll probably have Game Pass Ultimate by then. Anyways.
And I think you can also buy the you can buy an upgrade for Gears 5 for cheaper, which is what I did with Forza Horizon 4. I bought the season pass for cheaper than the game actually was, or what it was.
Gears 5, I'm actually looking forward to. Like, the story looks pretty good, like way better, a little bit more like Gears of War than that last game, where that last game tried to be Uncharted like so hard. With all the quips and shit, and it's like, whoa!
I legit just like Gears 2, where it's none of that like upgrade shit. I like janking it, where it was like, you know, there wasn't walls you could put up. You had to stick the horde shield down, and you had to put it in the perfect spot where they couldn't walk through, because they can walk through sometimes. I like that stuff. That was fun. One day I'm gonna convince everyone to fucking play Gears of War 2 for a bit. Like,
I'll play Gears of War 2, but I don't want to play fucking
horde mode.
I play Horde mode. I don't want to play fucking whatever their legendary version is for their campaign or whatever.
No. I want to do, because there's like,
I know you want to do Horde mode, but I would really
want to do Horde mode, because there is a few, like a last couple of achievements I need in Gears of War 2 are just Horde mode achievements, and they're on certain maps that I need, and those are maps.
Don't worry,
I saved some of the good maps I really want to play with people. I trudged through some of the shit.
You're going to get Gears of War 2 Anniversary Edition next year anyway, so. That came out in 2009,
That's what we
right?
said about Halo 3, remember that.
When did Gears of War 2 come out, 2008 or 2009?
2008.
2008, okay, so they should do it this year. Or last
Not
year.
Last year.
I can't count.
so I just been knocking out a bunch of games here and there, which has been nice. David, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Tekken 7 with you.
Yeah, we've been playing that.
I've been playing more of Nelk and the Legendary Alchemist. I'm now a little over halfway through that game because I'm trying to get better about finishing a game before going on to the next one. So I've told myself I'm going to finish this one before going to another one. So I'm a little over halfway through there. Still thoroughly enjoying it. If anyone is a fan of town building simulations, highly recommend it.
Rock hard right now. You like town building shit.
No, I like farm. I like farm.
Yeah, no, this is full like town.
I like farm.
I like farm.
I like farm. I like town management, but I'm assuming that's like an anime kind of style game.
Oh, it? Yeah, it's fucking weeb to the core.
And, well, a name like that, I just figured. Also, it's David, so.
Fair. But, yeah.
I like anime.
I like anime.
I do like, there's a new game they announced today, a Way Forward game. Did you see that?
No.
It was River City Girls. It's River City Ransom, except it looks anime as shit, and you play as the girlfriends instead of the guys. Girl power. It looked like Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the way
nice.
like the pixel art was and stuff. So
I'm anyway, down for something
just,
like that.
Just want to mention that because we talk about anime. It has an anime style to it. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
Yeah. Continue. Yeah, so that's what I've been playing.
That's it. All right, concluded.
Cool. Gore, what'd you buy?
All right, well, ThinkGeek had their we're leaving buy sale. It wasn't closing. It's not a closing sale. It's a moving sale because they're moving ThinkGeek over to GameStop and just.
AKA, we're selling everything.
Yeah, they're building a really giant coffin at this point because they're just moving everything that's dying over to GameStop, which is also dying. So, so they had a 75% off sale for everything, and my first order came in today. So what?
I'm just salty. I didn't get the. I don't know why I didn't buy dog meat.
I didn't get dog meat either.
I took it out of my cart. I don't know why I didn't. I was like, oh, it's $10.
It would have been $10. Yeah. And it's a really cool statue. I looked at it. I was really pissed because I looked at it on YouTube after it sold out. I was like, fuck.
I don't know why I did.
That's the one I really wanted, too, of all the ones I got.
Yeah, because I saw that at GameStop, too, when I was doing all the statue buying.
Yeah. So anyway, they had a bunch of stuff. Of course, some stuff that was really cool was not on the site anymore, meaning they took it off because they knew they're going to do a 75% off thing. So
by the way, ThinkGeek is officially
put over to GameStop.
Is officially the website's done.
Yeah, it said the second it was done or something.
Yeah,
rip
or the first. So
ThinkGeek. Moment of silence.
To be fair, ThinkGeek still exists. They'll just have a ThinkGeek section on GameStop, so they just don't have a website now.
The brand exists, but the company doesn't.
And there's still like 10 stores open in America. So.
In America.
I don't know about anywhere else. But anyway, before I get to the ThinkGeek stuff, I guess I should show this first. I picked up, I saw this for $10 on eBay, The Lion King on 4K. That's not a game, but I got it.
We show off non-game shit all the time, as well.
Oh, he showed off like Blu-ray every week.
I bought a bunch of, Pixar had a flash sale on Vudu for $10 each per movie, which is rare. I ended up buying Up, Wall-E, and Ratatouille. I've never actually seen Ratatouille.
Oh, Up. That's a really good 60% of a movie.
You don't like... Dude, I love Up, dude.
No, I love Up.
I need to rewatch it, because people have been sitting on Up for a while lately. I remember when that movie came out, everyone was like, oh, it's like perfect.
It kind of slows down.
I'm going to watch it again, because...
There's some I'm not the biggest fan of that movie. I like the kid, but there's something about just the whole adventure part that kind of bored me. But anyway, the beginning, of course, is amazing. But anyway, yeah, I got Lion King on 4K. I'm sure that looks great. I got it cheap on eBay. I don't know where he went. I saw this online. Someone was selling this for $15. So I was like, okay, I'll get that. I don't think it's worth that much. It's probably worth like $25 or whatever. But I had to get it. I got my boy. Oh, shit. There he is. He's all broken up.
Dug in a cone. Cone of shame.
Dug in a cone. What a shame.
I was going to say, I feel like that movie gets a lot of shit again. Like, I feel like that movie was like, when it came out, it was like everyone fucking loved it. And then people have been like, it's not that good. I mean, it's up there, but not like way up there. For a long time, it was like my top of my Pixar movies. So I'm going to go back and rewatch it. But,
right.
And then Wall-E's phenomenal, I still think.
I think Wall-E's still better.
I bought a bunch of other fucking movies too.
Ratatouille is really good. Ratatouille is extremely underrated.
I was contemplating, should I buy it? It's $10, and then and I'm also gonna get the Disney thing, so I'll have it there. But I kind of want it still in my digital collection. Right. But I read one review and it was like, that's like still Disney's Pixar's only art film. And I'm like, hell yeah, art film, I'm in.
Pretty much is, yeah. It's not even really about the rat. It's more about, look at all this food.
Right.
Look at this.
I bought some more digital movies, but show me what else you got.
I got Onimusha Warlords on PS2, but it's sealed.
Sealed, it's going for $30.
$30, so I got it for 15. So $350.
Digitally, yeah, I also got...
I looked it up. It was around 25, 30. So,
digitally, I got Unsane, The Sisters Brothers, Foxcatcher, and Hotel Mumbai, which you talked very highly about, so I'm super excited for that one.
I don't know why. Every time I talked about it, I said it's a disturbing movie. So just
I love that shit, dude. I just got back from Midsummer, dude.
Yeah, but Midsummer is like fucking fictional shit.
I mean, it might be happening. You never know.
Yeah. All right, so let me get to my ThinkGeek purchases. This one I had to do.
Is it what I think it is?
What is it?
The waffle?
No, idiot. Even though I did pick that up, so I just, that's not what I'm talking about. I had to get this just because I like the idea of this. It's kind of shitty looking. I'm not gonna lie. Like it looked better on the site, but it was like $6-7. This is the Mario desk calendar thing.
Oh, that looks ass. I almost bought that. That looked really cool on the web. That way it was huge too.
Yeah, right. It's pretty shitty looking, but I don't know. I like it. I bet it looked better. You swapped the thing. Yeah. I wish it was like
automatic. Yeah, I know, right? Wouldn't it be if you like hit it up every morning? Oh, that'd be fucking dope.
I thought it would just like he hits it and it would flip over to the next like number or whatever. But no. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. It was already, I think, $25 before the 75% off. So I was like, it's stinky. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Yeah, this thing sucks. But for $7, that's not bad. I'll have it somewhere, maybe in the trash. Anyway, here's that Pokemon waffle maker. Here you go.
I almost bought that.
Beautiful.
$10. There you go.
I remember that was something you eyed on Black Friday for a little bit. You're like, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, right? I'll probably keep that one. So there you go. Gotta catch them all. It's waffles. All right. This is one of the Fallout games. Or, not games. Pickups. I'm trying to show where. All right, there it is. This is that plasma pistol.
Nice. Have you opened it yet? You're not opening it?
No. I don't know if I want to keep this one, actually. I don't know. This one a little too big, I think. And also, I'm not. I mean, I love. Don't get me wrong. I love Fallout, but I don't need
looks dope.
Giant. It does look dope. But I never really used the plasma pistol in Fallout, so.
Fair. I told you I almost bought so many of those watches that were $350 for like $100 each. Because I wanted to sell them, but then the profit margin would be like $40 each, and I'm like, I'm not gonna deal with that.
Oh, by the way, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy America Day, dude.
Canada
Day today.
I was reminded of that because I keep hearing fucking fireworks outside, and it's only 9:50 in the night. So,
actually, Canada Day was yesterday.
I was gonna say, it was 9:50 at night on actual 4th of July, then that's fine.
Well, yeah. No, at that point, slow it down. All right, you had a whole day of subwaying, okay? Calm it down. Anyway, this thing I might actually keep because I didn't realize this when I bought it, but it's like one of those USB, like a 4-port hub things or whatever, where you just like plug a bunch of fucking USBs into it. I don't really have one of those, you know, one that like just you can put a bunch of shit in. It looks pretty cool. It's that Fallout.
I almost grabbed that too. That was how much? It was like $70 retail. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's way too much. But for like, it would have been like, I think $18. I think after 75% off. Not bad. It looks pretty cool. And it's a Sugar Bombs ThinkGeek exclusive. So there you go. There you go. So you have to hurry up to get these because I guess you're done.
No, it's done. Yeah.
Nope. ThinkGeek's gone. So you fucked up. You could get them online. I'm sure they're not too expensive.
The website was hammered that night.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was surprised.
We got it right at the right time because they were fucking gone like the next hour.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a bunch of shit coming to me, so some of it's like fucking stupid shit. I was like, oh, this thing's only $10. That means it's $250. Fuck it, add it to the cart.
There's
one thing I can't wait to get. I just can't wait. I'll be using it all the time on this podcast. All the time.
I can't check what I bought anymore because the website doesn't show my orders.
All right. Oh, that sucks.
Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I got some dumb shit, too, but it was cheap.
I got some dumb shit. I'm sure you got some of the dumb shit that I got, too.
The one thing I'm super excited for is a Boba Fett blazer.
I didn't get that. I didn't even see that there.
Yeah, well, it was only in small, so we'll see if I can fit in it, but whatever.
Yeah, give it to your cat. There you go.
Yeah.
She'll
you buy anything else?
That's it. I mean, I showed you a lot. What the fuck, man?
I got thinking stuff coming later on, so nothing for me.
I got like 10 more things showing up, so.
What did I get digitally? I told you what I pre-ordered. I've been playing Rivals of Aether lately, so I got a couple of the DLC characters.
Well, there you go. You got Ori in the Blind Forest.
I got Ori, and I got two other fuckers. Some guy beat me with one DLC character online, so I just bought him. Like, fuck you, I'll play him then.
Fuck you. Wow.
Did I play? No, I don't think I bought anything else.
That's like that's like the poor version of the guy that gets insulted at a restaurant, like a rich guy, and he just buys the restaurant.
I just buy the character. I'm like, you're not that good.
You know what? I'll buy the character. Yeah, show you. You're not that good. Like, you'll ever fight that guy ever again.
I actually bought twice in a row, so.
Did you lose?
Yeah, both times. So I'm like, I bought the character. I'm like, fuck you. I'll beat you with your character next time.
Okay. I guess you. So first time, if you, like, left the
first time. I'm like, that was luck. Next time you beat me, I'm like, all right, I'll fucking buy his character. David, what'd you buy?
I picked up Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, and Moonlighter on PC. I got it on my PC.
Moonlighter's also on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you picked him up?
No.
You didn't know until just now.
I prefer buying things. I only do Game Pass on stuff that I'm kind of curious about, but I don't want to buy. That's why I'm playing, like, We Happy Few on it.
Okay,
fair.
And I got Robonauts on Switch because it was 19 cents.
But don't you have that 3 month of Game Pass Ultimate?
He still wanted it.
I know, but he could just played it though now and then bought it maybe later.
He's just a dumb dummy, all right? Don't tell myself.
No, they're on Hubble Bundle.
They're on sale. Bundle. Okay. I didn't hear
that. Full price.
Those two plus.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that.
Oh, okay. You know what?
I did hear about that. Okay, that's not bad actually.
But, I put fuck ton of pre-orders in just to cash in on my GCU before that thing dies.
Oh, I put some fuck. I thought that's where you're gonna end it. Congrats.
No, I pre-order a shit ton because my GCU expires at the end of the year, so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna pre-order everything I can for the next 2 years. And just...
I pre-ordered when Amazon had Final Fantasy VII for $41. I was gonna get the collector's thing, but I was like, you know what, $41 is good. I don't need to get that.
Nah, I'm getting the collector shit.
Well, it's just the steelbook. That was it. So I was like, eh, it's fine. I'll just get the game. But I also bought Cyberpunk because it was $50 also. So I was like, all right, cool. That's pretty much the exact same as if I got it if I had GCU. So
yeah,
that was my two most wanted games right now for next year. So I'm
gonna put more down, but for Cyberpunk, Watch Dogs, Final Fantasy, Borderlands, and Avengers on pre-order.
Avengers. Wait, why'd you get Final Fantasy? You could have got it cheaper on Amazon.
No, because there's a $10 thing with Best Buy still.
Yeah, I mean all right, fine.
So, sure, I think most of these are $10.
About it like this: you didn't need to like go to the store; they could have just shipped it to you.
That's what's happening right now.
Oh, you could do that with Best Buy still? Yeah. I thought they got rid of release day shipping.
I think if you're a Neolite person.
I don't buy games anymore from Best Buy, so I guess.
They fucked you.
Yeah, they fucked me. Like, literally 2 weeks before my shit expired, they're like, nah, it's done. Like, you motherfuckers. Because it just renews for me. Like, I was like, I'll just let it renew, whatever.
I'll just let it renew, whatever, man, I'm good. And then just fuck you.
Yeah.
It said
it was going to renew. I was like, all right, cool. I didn't know they had that.
Cool. So, that was what we... bought and played. I haven't been keeping track of the time code.
Wait, whatever. is that all you bought, dude?
Yep.
He died.
Oh, me? Yeah, that's all I bought. Sorry, I'm fucking with my Switch. Give me a second.
Are you touching it with your finger? Yeah. Contact? Making sure. Anyway. What are we doing, trivia?
I'm trying to let you kill a couple more seconds so I can not have to rewrite the time code on here because I was like, all right, I have 45 seconds. And then you're like, hey, can we do trivia at like 38 seconds? I'm like, just kill 7 more seconds.
Okay. Well, you just did.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do trivia more in the traditional sense where I still haven't wanted to make time to make my own questions like last time. So I'm just pulling off a website. So whether or not you like these questions or not, whatever, grew up.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is have one of you guys mute. I'm going to ask the other person the questions, and then we'll see how you do, and then whoever gets the most gets a point.
All right, I'll mute first.
But I don't get how the mute. You can still hear.
Hey, David, can you hear me?
I don't... What fucking...
That's why I was like, all right, I'll mute.
Turn the volume down, I mean, you stupid. Or hold the call. No, don't hold the call.
How is he stupid? Just take the headphones off. There you go. Could have just said that. Whatever. Hey, David, can you hear us?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, go.
What the hell? Let me pull up the
So is it going to be one question each and we'll just keep flopping?
No, hoping? It's whoever, it's going to be the full thing, whoever does better on the test.
All right. Point.
So this is from what culture?
Okay.
This is, yes. Can you handle our insanely hard video game quiz?
Oh, fuck, what culture? Oh, my God. All right, go ahead. No, actually, I like what culture.
Of the clickbaity people, they're, like, on the top of what
Yeah. They're also British, so.
Hell, yeah. So, question one.
Or am I thinking of somebody
else? No, you're thinking of the right people.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
Question one. When Microsoft launched the Xbox, what did they say was the meaning behind the animated green goo on the dashboard? Was it one, or A, the birth of Master Chief? B, innovation, creation, energy, and the color of our new brand. C, it represented nuclear power. Or D, they didn't.
I'm going to say D, they didn't.
Okay. See if it tells us the right answer. If it just, no, we're just going to move on. All right, we'll figure it out afterwards then.
Oh, that's annoying.
Which Legend of Zelda features appearances from Kirby and Yoshi? Breath of the Wild, Link's Awakening, Wind Waker, or none of them?
Wait, say it again?
Which Legend of Zelda features appearances from Kirby and Yoshi? Breath of the Wild, Link's Awakening, Wind Waker, or none of them?
I don't know. I feel like the amiibo with Breath of the Wild, but I don't think that's true.
What do you mean amiibo?
Like, you know, with Breath of the Wild, you can put the amiibos on there. But I don't know if you can put the Kirby amiibo on there. I never tried. So, and I never heard. I'm going to say none of them. Just fuck it, because I don't know. It's probably one of the other ones. It's probably Wind Waker. I don't remember.
Question three.
David's going to win.
Who is known as the father of PlayStation?
Oh,
Shuhei Yoshida, Sean Layden, Phil Harrison, or Ken Kutaragi?
Ken Kutaragi. I know that one.
GTA 3 main character is said to be called Claude, but how do we know this? A, it's in the GTA 3 instruction book. B, a Vice City NPC describes Liberty City crime spree as involving some guy named Claude. C, Catalina mentions his name in San Andreas. Or D, a viral video got it off the ground and Rockstar never officially commented.
C, I remember that because she mentions it to Carl. Wait, what's his name? CJ. It's Carl, though, right? Carl Johnson, is that his name?
Which of the following wrestlers helped debut the original Xbox? The Rock?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, or Kane?
It was The Rock.
All right.
I'm pretty
Question
sure it was.
Question six. Dark Souls creator Hidetaki Miyazaki. Miyazaki deliberately obscures his game stories. Why? A, it adds to the atmosphere. B, Demon's Souls had DLC planned that later became Dark Souls, and the idea stuck. C, after reading foreign picture books as a kid, he prefers people make their own conclusions. D, as an avid original Zelda fan, he wanted fans to flesh out the world with very little help.
Well, that's like almost all the same answer in a way. Say B again.
Demon's Souls had DLC planned that later became Dark Souls, and that idea stuck.
Okay, that one's not the same. The C and B, C and D sound like the same one. I'm gonna say C.
Okay.
It's probably not true. I don't know.
Which of the Metal Gear Solid games did Hideo Kojima first say would be his final one? Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Metal Gear Ghost Babel, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, or Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriot?
3 sounds right to me, but I'm going to say 4. 3 sounds like it's... Okay.
The PS2 console shape was heavily inspired by the Falcon 030, made by which company in 1993? Atari, Philips, Microsoft, or Nintendo?
Nintendo. I'm pretty sure Nintendo had a shape in making that, okay. I think.
The U.S. Air Force's Condor Cluster supercomputer was made up of how many PS3s? 2,036, 1,760, 5,000, or 3?
I'll say 700, the 700 one.
1,760?
I don't know, 3? That sounds like more of a thing you'd want to advertise, right? You don't want to advertise, you use thousands. I'd say 3. Fuck it. It's probably not right, but I'll say 3. But maybe, to be fair, maybe Sony didn't advertise it.
How much money did Sony lose on the PS3? 500,000, 2.5 million, 1 billion, or 3 billion?
they lost a lot of money. I know that because they were selling at a loss, right?
Yeah, still.
And they weren't selling well. So I'm going to say $1 billion. I'll just say $1 billion.
Okay.
That's probably not
question
right.
Question 11.
Probably, wait, what was the second one? Was it 500
I already,
million?
I already clicked it.
Well, it was 500 million, right?
2.5 million.
Yeah,
I already
I'll
clicked it.
I'll go crazy. I'll say $1 billion anyway.
You can't change it anyway.
I know, fucker.
Founded in 1889, Nintendo started business manufacturing takeaway food cartons, playing cards, board games, or novelty seat covers.
What's B and C again? Say those two.
Playing cards and board games.
I can't remember which one it was. I think they eventually made both of those. I'm gonna say B. Playing cards.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they also did board games though later, but I don't know what they started
Question 12. Fallout was not originally Bethesda's IP. They acquired it from Infogrames, Ready at Dawn, LucasArts, or Black Isle Studios.
I'm gonna say A. Infogrames.
Is that Grams or Grames?
It's whatever A is, fucker.
Alright,
I'm
you
pretty
scored.
Sure. Yeah.
You ready to hear your score?
Oh. How many questions?
Wait. On a percentage, where do you think you're at?
Like 40%. So.
Yeah, you're 42.
Alright. How
you
many
want,
does it say which ones I got, right?
Yeah, do you want to hear it now or do you want me to like put them side by side? I'll put them side by side.
Okay. I want to know, though.
No, I'll say, I'm saving it, but I'm going to open a new tab and I'll just compare it and say what you guys each said.
Okay.
All right.
He had his shit on.
All right. You ready?
I didn't realize you had your mic on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking cheat. You're going to get them all. I can say exactly the same you did. All right. So it's about like 12, 13 questions, I think.
All right.
We don't know what Chris scored yet. We know his score. We don't know what he got right or wrong, though.
Gotcha.
So we'll see how you do. All right. Question one. When Microsoft launched the Xbox, what did they say was the meaning behind the animated green goo on the dashboard? The birth of Master Chief, innovation, creation, energy, and the color of our new brand. It represented nuclear power, or they didn't?
They didn't.
Okay. Question
can
two.
Can I say if I answered the same thing as him?
I'll tell you exactly what you guys answered next.
Spoilers, I did answer the same thing for that one. I won't say it for the rest, though.
Okay. Which Legend of Zelda features appearances from Kirby and Yoshi? Breath of the Wild, Link's Awakening, Wind Waker, or none of them?
Link's Awakening.
See, I was going to say Link's Awakening, but I don't remember seeing
Question
Kirby.
Question three. Who is known as the father of PlayStation? Shuhei Yoshida, Sean Layden, Phil Harrison, or Ken Kutaragi?
Yoshida.
Okay. Question four. GTA 3's main character is said to be called Claude, but how do we know this? It's in the GTA 3 instruction book. A Vice City NPC describes the Liberty City crime spree as, quote, involving some guy named Claude. And then the next one's Catalina mentions his name in San Andreas, and then a viral YouTube video got off the ground and Rockstar has never officially commented.
The last one.
You need repeated?
That was a lot. No. The last one.
Okay, question five. Which of the following wrestlers helped debut the original Xbox? The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, or Kane?
Chris Jericho.
Okay, six. Dark Souls creator Miyazaki deliberately obscures his game's stories. Why? A. It adds to the atmosphere. B. Demon Souls had DLC planned that later became Dark Souls and the idea stuck. C. After reading foreign picture books as a kid, he prefers people make up their own connections. D. As an avid original Zelda fan, he wanted fans to flesh out the world with very little help.
The third one.
Okay. Question seven. Which of the Metal Gear Solid games did Hideo Kojima say would be his final one? Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, Metal Gear Ghost Babel, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty, or Metal Gear Solid 4 Guns of the Patriots?
Guns of the Patriots.
Okay, question eight. The PS2 console shape was heavily inspired by the Falcon 030, made by which company in 1993? Atari, Philips, Microsoft, Nintendo.
What are the options again?
A, Atari, B, Philips, C, Microsoft, or D, Nintendo.
Philips.
Okay. Question nine. The U.S. Air Force's Condor Cluster supercomputer was made up of how many PS3s? 2,036, 1,760, 5,000, or 3?
The first one.
2,036?
Yeah.
Okay. Question 10. How much money did Sony lose on the PS3? 500,000, 2.5 million, 1 billion, or 3 billion?
The second one.
2.5 million?
Yeah.
Okay. Question 11. Founded in 1889, Nintendo started business manufacturing. Takeaway food cartons, playing cards, board games, or novelty seat covers?
Playing cards.
Okay. Question 12. Fallout was not originally Bethesda's IP. They acquired it from Infogrames, Ready at Dawn, LucasArts, or Black Isle Studios?
Black Isle Studios.
Okay. All right. You guys ready here? You guys want to hear the percentage?
I think you did better.
You want to hear the percentage, or do you guys want to hear side by side who got what first?
Side by side.
Okay. Side by side? Yeah.
All right. Ooh, I almost closed out that one.
I bet it's B for that Xbox one. Sounds like some fucking dumb they would say.
Okay. Question one was, when Microsoft launched the Xbox, would they say the green goo was? You guys both said they didn't. The question was, it represented, or the answer was, it represented nuclear power.
Is that fucking serious?
That was C. All
right.
Okay. Question two. Legend of Zelda has appearances from Kirby and Yoshi in what game? Chris, you said none of them. David, you said Link's Awakening. David's right. Link's Awakening.
Okay. I don't remember seeing Kirby in there. I remember seeing Yoshi, though. So
that's why I knew it had to be that, because I knew at least it had right, Yoshi in there.
I thought that would be the trick, because it's supposed to be a hard quiz, he said. So I was just like,
Who is known as the father of PlayStation? Chris, you answered Ken Kutaragi. David, you answered Shuhei Yoshida. The correct answer is Ken Kutaragi.
Damn. All right. So
he made the PlayStation.
Yeah, Shuhei Yoshida is the current president, but Ken Kutaragi made it. Okay.
That's the only one I'll get right.
Question four. GTA 3's main character was named Claude. How do we know this? Chris, you answered Catalina mentions his name in San Andreas. David, you said a viral YouTube video got off the ground. Chris is right. Claudia mentions his name in San Andreas.
Remember that mission. Claudia is the biggest bitch in the entire series,
Catalina,
too.
Sorry, Catalina.
I know what you meant. I like her, though.
Question anyway. Five.
Mentions his name. And he actually shows up in San Andreas. Oh, my God.
Question five. Which of the following wrestlers helped debut the original Xbox? Chris, you answered The Rock. David, you answered Chris Jericho. The correct answer is The Rock. So, Chris, you got that.
Damn, all right.
Okay, question six. Dark Souls creator Miyazaki deliberated on Skeezer's games. Why? You both said after reading foreign picture books as a kid, he prefers that people make up their own connections. Both of you guys are right. That is the correct answer. Okay, next one. Which of the Metal Gear Solid games did Hideo Kojima first say to be his final one? You guys both answered Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. You guys are both wrong. It was Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty.
Fuck. Ah, what? Second one? Damn, all right.
He was over it.
Well, I guess Metal Gear also he did, so.
All right, question eight. The PS2 console shape was heavily inspired by the Falcon 030, made by which company in 1993? David, you answered Philips. Chris, you answered Nintendo. You guys are both wrong. It was actually Atari.
Oh, shit. I knew Nintendo had something to do with, like, one of the consoles.
Yeah,
like,
but they never had a console named the Falcon 030. That definitely sounded
like I thought that was like some fucking code name that we never heard.
I would have guessed Philips for sure. That sounded like a Philips-ass name.
Oh, it's wrong.
All right, just next Atari. Question. Question 9. The U.S. Air Force's Condor Cluster supercomputer is made up of how many PS3s? David, you answered 2,036. Chris, you answered 3. you guys are both wrong. It was actually 1,760.
Damn, all right.
I did that because I thought that would make more sense why they would, like Sony would advertise, like, it only took 3 plays. That's how strong it is whatever.
That's logical, yeah. Question 10. How much money did Sony lose on the PS3? David, you said 2.5 million, and Chris said 1 billion. The correct answer is actually 3 billion.
Shit!
Damn.
David, I don't know where you got 2.5 million. That would have been, Sony would have fucking been a happy person.
I don't remember how much they lost, because if I feel like a billion is a lot.
That is.
Yeah,
three billion.
That's what I would guess.
Company.
That's what I would guess, because that's also the same amount of money that Microsoft lost in the Red Ring of Death, and I remember that one being fucking catastrophic. I'm right, like, I would guess.
But Microsoft also had all these other things that were successful, where Sony, besides Spider-Man, I feel like even back then their movies weren't doing that great.
Right.
And their TVs, I guess their TVs were doing fine back then, but they're not doing so well now.
Anyway, question 11. Found in 1989, Nintendo started business manufacturing. You guys both said playing cards. You guys both right.
Yeah. Hanafuda.
Final question. Fallout was not originally Bethesda's IP. They acquired it from... David, you said Black Isle Studios. Chris, you said Infogrames. Correct answer is actually Black Isle Studios. David, you got that.
Yeah,
so Black Isle Studios, I know, developed it, but I didn't know if they published it.
So I don't know if you guys have been keeping track at home.
Did they develop it? I don't know. I never played the original.
Chris, your score was 42%. David, your score was 33%. So, Chris, you got the point.
Yeah. By one fucking question. Hey,
thanks, San Andreas.
All right, so that leaves our saying is that, Gore, you're at 13 points. David, you're at 10.5. So you're falling behind, David. You better start catching up, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start asking about shit I know.
To be fair, no one knew a lot.
I didn't know Fallout, and you knew that. Obviously, you answered that pretty quickly.
Shh, don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dark Con. Whatever.
All right, let's get into some Dark news. Con.
At least I've played San Andreas and knew that.
I never play San Andreas.
You ever play San Andreas?
I don't give a fuck about Grand Theft Auto.
What? But you can get fat in San Andreas.
Who cares? I'm fat in real life.
I know.
I want to escape what I am.
News. just wanted to touch on really quick. There's drama in Smash community. People are being dicks to this girl that beat a top player. Not being dicks to people.
What? She beat a top player?
Yeah, she's like 15.
Yeah, what? And people are.
It's almost like it's a kid's game, so who cares? Anyway, next story.
Yeah, and she beat that guy Snake with Isabelle, so that's canon now.
Wait, yeah. Her what?
Her Isabelle. I like how this tactical warrior just gets beat by this dog.
Stop being fucking dicks to people. There's no need for that shit.
That's one of the things I just want to say. Stop being dicks to people. Oh, what? Grow up. It's fucking.
Yeah, fucking video games. Come on.
Get late. Get late.
Unfortunately, they need it. Next one it's is...
unfortunate. They need it. How unfortunate.
Sony considering accusations.
accusations that Ken Kutaragi is the father.
What's this about, David?
Sony basically publicly declared that, kind of like how Microsoft's been doing lately, that they're looking to buy out and merge with other studios.
But, I like how Microsoft has so much money, though. They can just throw it around if they really want to.
Yeah, if they wanted to.
So, Microsoft by Sony?
At this point, they're pretty much rivaled in studio count. I got into some sort of, like...
Not rivaled in games, though. Yeah,
I got some sort of Twitter argument with someone where we're trying to compare first-party studios, and because Sony has up their first-party studio number with a lot of ones like San Mateo Studio. Do you guys know that studio?
No.
That's a Sony first-party studio, and all they do is help other studios make their games. That's not really like a first-party studio, but I mean, whatever. They have a studio called Visual Arts, which just helps out with the motion capture.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wouldn't really count those. Like, if you're talking like core studios, Microsoft technically has more. But whatever. But yeah, it's whatever. Good. Sony's trying to catch up on that number, which if they'd be smart, they'd fucking really just buy Insomniac at this point.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't, but yet.
That's their one get they need.
Yeah, but what's if Microsoft bought them? Because remember, they had Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, I'm sure they're...
You want to make Sunset Overdrive too?
They're like, no.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they'll make it on PlayStation 5.
No. No, Xbox 4.
Xbox 4.
Fucking Xbox 2.
They should just go to numbers like that, not 360 before you say
it's gonna be one. Xbox 7020.
Yeah, it's gonna be some. It's gonna be Xbox subtitle. It's gonna be like Xbox.
I really just wanted to call it just Xbox, honestly.
That's gonna be so
no, because it's gonna be even worse because we're gonna have original Xbox, Xbox 360, one. Xbox One, then 360 Xbox. One.
I was actually okay with the 360 name when I first heard it.
That was a great thing to say. Yeah,
I don't quite get it considering it's a box, but whatever.
I still want Xbox Infinite.
Not like you get a fucking circle.
fucking just call it what they're calling it now, Scorpio or some shit. Just fucking Xbox Scorpio. Let's go.
It's Scarlet.
Hey Adrian, what's the circular console from Drake and Josh? The GameSphere, right?
Yokami,
you remember Dragon Chess? Yeah, the game. Yeah, that's what it should have been. The Xbox 360 should have been this thing. Yokami, the X circle. The X circle.
Yeah.
It's spherical.
Spherical. Ooh, there you go.
Sounds Excalibur. Like you're saying X circle.
It's Urkel.
Excalibur, dude.
Excalibur. Mmm. That's a good name. They should call that. Because, you know, everybody loves King Arthur shit now. Yeah, because everybody loves King Arthur.
What'd you get it on, the PS5 or the Excalibur?
Excalibur. The PS5 will have a dumb name, too, I bet. PlayStation Excelsior or something.
All right, speaking of Sony, they changed their PS Plus lineup.
Excelsior and the Excalibur.
No, considering it's Western versus Eastern, it'd be fucking Excalibur versus Masamune. Let's be honest here.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, stop talking, David.
Literally Sephiroth's sword.
Is that dancing digital girl everybody loves? What's that one with the blue hair that she dances? I watched like a VR thing. Yeah, Durangaranga, right? That's right.
Duran Duran, yeah.
Duran Duran, the digital anime girl. Duran Duran. Anyway.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they started even after people. The Queen. Bon Jovi. Oh, I'd buy a cosplay Queen, dude.
I'll buy an anime Queen.
All right, whatever. Next topic. It's only changed the PS Plus lineup. They changed from Horizon Chase Turbo and PES. What was it? What was it? 20.
Konami Soccer Game.
Yeah, I forget if it was a year or something. To Horizon's still in there, but they swapped PES to Detroit.
Detroit, yep. Yeah.
Which also includes Heavy Rain.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's just kind of interesting that it's just last minute out of nowhere. Oh, sorry, guys. We're not giving you this one. Have this instead.
I don't know if it was because of Backlash or if it was because of...
Yes, who gives a shit about PES? Like, really? Those games get outdated.
Yeah, but there's been some shitty months on both sides that they've never changed. So I'm not sure if it's even Backlash. It could have been just a Konami licensing thing.
Horizon Chase Turbo is a really fun game.
People have been talking shit about that game, and it's really fun.
That's a really fun game. So, and also Detroit, that's a good choice. So, I mean,
I'm happy to have that because now I don't have to fucking buy it.
There you go. I heard it's a game, so enjoy it.
Yeah,
I like Heavy Rain a lot. I know a lot of people
hate that game.
Yeah, I know.
Jason, I like it right up until they're like, "He's the fucking killer the whole time."
Dude,
like, all right,
here's the fucking thing.
Right. He got that spoiled, by the way.
I was playing the game, finally. You know, it takes me forever to play a game, right? The year is 2012.
The year is... What is this?
It was the year is 2012.
Like a novel.
It was 2013.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It was 2013, because I just moved to my new apartment. And I was like just kind of chilling. I was like, I'll play a game. I'll play Heavy Rain. Finally playing through it. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time. Chris Iron call was one fucking dude. We don't even
spoilers,
like him.
By the way.
Yeah, we don't even fucking like this guy. I don't know why he was in the call.
Yeah. Well, spoilers, by the way, for Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
I was
talking to Chris about the game, where I'm at. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, don't spoil it, Chris. He's like, yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it. And this fucking dude in our call says, are we talking about Heavy Rain? Yeah. Oh yeah, that game where the fat guy is the killer. I don't know why he said that fucking like legit like.
What a fucking dick. And you and I he tried, I really
even,
I tried.
He wasn't even intending to like spoil it. He was being fucking like dumb. Like,
yeah. And I tried to say like, nah, that's not the story.
Yeah. But it was like, it shocked you so much that you weren't able to keep it together. the fat guy's a killer. 5 second pregnant pause, and it was Chris going, no, that's not what happened.
That's not it.
Fuck, he's just lying.
What a dumbass. The guy's a dummy.
And we've actually hated him since then. I remember we tried spoiling shit for him back, but apparently he doesn't care.
We tried to spoil Teen Wolf, I remember the TV show. Because we knew he watched that, so. I mean, he was probably caught up, so I don't know why we even tried, but.
I was just pissed one day. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, they put him down or something. Like, oh no!
Because
he's a dog. Yeah, they gave him a shot.
Next story is I guess we'll touch on this really quick was new Game Pass stuff.
Yeah.
And then this month is let's see, Dead Rising 4, Shadow of War, Blazing Chrome, My Time in Portia, Time Spinner, Unavowed, and Lego City Undercover. Unavowed and Undertale as well, but Unavowed and Undertale are on PC only. As is Time Spinner. So The three of those are PC only.
Okay, that's
everything,
fine.
Everything else except for Legacy of Necrophis console on PC. But
I still have Dead Rising
4. Dead Rising 4, Shadow of War, My Time in Portia are fucking great.
My Time in Portia. I'm really excited to try that out finally.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm not going to really like it that much because I just don't like the art style to it.
That's fair.
It looks like it's like if Harvest Moon was made by an American. That's what it looks like.
And leaving
that's what it looks like. Basically.
Leaving yeah. Game Pass is Aftercharge, Vermintide 2, Lego Movie the Video Game, Dandara. What?
Vermintide 2 is gone already?
July 10th. So if you want to play that, we got a week.
Damn, I didn't know. Didn't they just put that a couple months ago?
Are you wanting to play that?
I heard it's way better than the first
you
game.
You want to install it? I have a week.
I already have it installed.
All right, I'll install it tonight. I'll play it. Dead Rising 2, Hitman Season 1. So make sure you play that if you haven't already.
I bought it.
Metal Slug XX, Defense Grid, The Awakening, Hexic 2, and Iron Brigade.
There's some good stuff leaving.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. But
They took off like Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 last week or some shit. It was just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool thing is they give you a heads up and you get 20% off if you buy it while you have the discount or have the membership. And I'm glad I kind of it's gonna be a super controversial opinion, but I like that stuff kind of rotates out because it gives me an incentive. Like, all right, you gotta beat it. You have no time now. Give me a deadline. I have to beat.
There's some games there though, like Vermintide isn't really a game. I guess you could technically beat it, but it's more like a game you keep going back to.
To be fair, like, I kind of want to just play that game through and then go back to World War Z because I really enjoy World War Z and I'm upset that we never played again. But it was only us two that had the game though, which I get why.
You know what? I kind of agree with you too because it feels like it's more of a genuine kind of like demo service, kind of like what they used to do way back when with like the Super Nintendo and the Sega Genesis, where they had the satellite systems, where it was like, hey, here's you know like 30 games this month, and you got to kind of try them out, play all through them, and it's one of those things that nowadays where we consider you know like Netflix and Hulu to be like a very common thing with a consistent amount of content and then some that rotates out. I don't mind the approach. I mean, it keeps things fresh and perhaps it allows for not knowing what the background dealings are. I'm sure there's only so much they can invest in acquiring and obtaining licenses for a set period. So by rotating out more frequently, it allows them to kind of keep the stock more fresh and get things that maybe otherwise they wouldn't have bothered investing in.
Right, I'm sure it costs money to keep the licenses in there. As it deals like that. But, I just like the idea because think about Netflix, right? I still haven't seen Stranger Things Season 2, even though I also literally own it. But it's because it's always there, so I'm like, I'll get to it someday. But if they're like, all right, Stranger Things coming off, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to binge it now. Like, it gives me a reason to actually do all this stuff, which is nice because as much as I love Game Pass, and I'll continue to support it because I love that service, I haven't delved too much in my Game Pass games just because I have other stuff, and there's not too much of a reason to do that. But like I'll probably knock out Dandara, maybe. I heard that was pretty good. It will play Vermintide. And I don't know. Maybe Aftercharge. I don't know what that game is, but it sounds cool.
We're probably in Dead by Daylight, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's a Game Pass game. So.
And like I said, and the worst case is if you like it a lot, it's on sale, too, if you buy it. Yeah. So. Buy it.
And whenever we get to Borderlands, that'll be a Game Pass game also. I mean, I already have it, but I'm not gonna put the disc in. What the fuck's point?
Right. But cool.
Shenmue's Game Pass? Come on. Gotta play Shenmue 1 and 2 before 3. Comes out and gets 4 out of 10s. So.
It really is.
I'm really worried about that game. I'm really good. I used to love Shenmue 2 on Xbox. I used to play the shit out of that, but I'm scared. Anyway, right. Go ahead.
Next story. Metal Wolf Chaos.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chris,
I'm excited.
When's the release date?
Tomorrow. No, they're gonna shadow drop it tomorrow.
I wish. Dude, they had such a slam dunk on that.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That would have been probably the most
American game ever, even though it was made by a Japanese studio. But
and never showed up here.
Yeah. Hey, Europe, right? I think there was a European
maybe
release, right?
I thought it was only Japan.
I think that was rare, isn't it? Well, it had American voice acting for some reason, right?
Yeah, it had American voice acting, but Japanese subtitles.
Because they're gonna bring it over here. But
I
never
knew what Metal Wolf Chaos literally was.
It's pretty good.
2 days ago, when you guys just kept, when I finally heard like it's coming out, and I remember you guys talking all about it. I'm gonna look into it because I never actually knew what it was.
It's one of those games where it looks like it could be actually fun.
It's not gonna be,
but
fun.
I heard
that people that still play it are like. It's just a poor man's platinum game now.
Right. Well, I mean, it's whatever, like 2002.
But you're doing it for the corniness of everything that's happening and everything around it.
The voice acting is unspeakably bad, but it's like in a great way. It's just like it's so like what Japanese people think Americans like think of themselves and what like action movies. Yeah, so like they think they're badass and shit. So they just did that, and then they got some voice actors, American voice actors, to do voice acting.
They probably found
just like some like a couple American people that were living in Japan or something like that. Hey, you want to do some voice acting? They did it in Japanese though, and they came over and they're like, yeah, sure. And they're like, I'm the president or whatever. He's in a giant mech. It's silly, but it's funny. So anyway. When does it come out?
August 7th or something around there. Yeah. August something.
I had it pulled up a moment ago. I can grab it again.
What consoles is it coming out on?
Everything but Switch.
They say, well, okay, they didn't say Switch. I think they hinted towards Switch when they first announced it.
If it sells well, I'm sure they'll do it, but otherwise I'm pretty sure
that they was the only console they hinted on, I think. They never said it was coming to Xbox.
They've confirmed PS4, Xbox One, PC, August 6th.
Yeah. I know, but I was talking about last year when they first announced it. There was, I think it might have just been a rumor that it was coming to PC and Switch. That was the only two consoles, supposedly, because Devolver has like a good relationship with Nintendo, I guess.
But I'm sure right now they're probably like, I don't know if this is worth putting money into. It might still be on Game Pass, though. We don't know, potentially.
Yeah. How much is it, did they say?
$30?
I didn't see that. $30?
$25, maybe?
They smoking crack,
I
bro.
I don't see a confirmed price point.
Check Steam, David. $50.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it's 25, I think.
Okay. That's, I don't know.
That's fucking worth it.
That sounds like a joke, though. You know?
Or a joke.
$25 for something that you'd totally get from just watching the game on YouTube, you know what I mean? It's $25. It's like watching all the funny cutscenes.
All right, next story.
That's coming, so that's cool, I guess.
Nintendo ain't censoring anything.
Huh? I saw that they keep releasing these weird ass like anime games, and every time there's like this one called Beach Ball or something. I keep looking on Coming Soon. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, we're coming soon. But I click it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like, and I played that one game that was just like all you do is massage a girl and she calls you brother. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Brother.
It's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
It was weird too, because I played that with a couple of friends. So it's just like, we're just like,
you and like, the bros. Yeah.
Me and the bros.
It's $25.
What, the beach ball game? Hell yeah.
No,
I already said that, David.
Yeah, I was confirming. You said check Steam.
I already checked Steam.
Fuck you. Doing what you told me to.
Hey, guys, it's $25.
I was being a good co-host.
Sure. It's $25.
Nintendo just returned their stance. They're not censoring anything, which I think is funny. Just in hindsight, at Nintendo's the one that's like, yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's really funny, considering.
Because Sony's the one that's censoring shit now.
I mean, Zelda's got a butt now, and I guess since then, it's just all gone.
Astral Chain has Japan's ass in it.
Astral Chain.
Yeah. Nice.
Good talk.
But there's a market for those games, and like, what the fuck ever. Who cares?
Bayonetta, I guess. I mean, that should have been our first clue that they're going this way.
And when they put them in Smash.
They got Bayonetta 2. Yeah, they got Mario and Bayonetta finally together. I've been waiting.
And in hindsight, I just like the idea that Nintendo has all these like legendary franchises. Castlevania just showed up there. Dragon Quest finally. Banjo-Kazooie, that's like a Bayonetta stuck her way in the middle of that.
Right.
This game with two games in the entire franchise, that's just recent. Like, that Bayonetta just snuck her way in there, just among, like, Snake and everyone.
Well, that's the thing, is that, like, once Bayonetta was introduced, like, fuck it, everything's on the table. It doesn't matter what the hell it is.
That's why when Chris over here, like, I don't think Doomguy's gonna show up there. I'm like, yeah, I ain't gonna happen now, dude.
It's gonna happen. I didn't think it wasn't going to happen because he's violent. I didn't think it was going to happen because it's fucking awesome, and it probably just wouldn't happen.
No, we're going to have we still got to have Doom Guy.
I mean, we got Dragon Quest Hero.
We have two characters left. We got to have Doom Guy.
You know what? While you guys... what were your Smash Bros? You guys, I forget.
Crash, I remember, was one of mine.
You said Sora, and that was obviously all right,
you
wrong.
Guys want, do you guys want an update on who said what for where?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Chris, you said, first off, our first thing is already all wrong.
Yeah.
So, actually, did we say announced or did we say when they're? I think we said when they're coming out.
Yeah, when they're coming out, we definitely said like which order and what month. I think we said too.
Yeah. Right. Okay, because if we said coming out, then I would have been the only one right so far. Actually, ironically enough, Chris, you said Doomguy, released in June 2019. You said Master Chief.
I don't know, man. I don't think that one's gonna happen.
You said Master Chief in September 2019. You said Crash in December 2019. And you said a rabbit in February 2020.
I said that one joke.
All right, David.
Yo.
You said Doomguy in June 2019. Banjo Kazooie August 2019. That could still that's not gonna happen, but it's in the realm. Isaac in October 2019. And Sora, December 2019.
Isaac from...
Yeah, the last one isn't happening.
Wait, Isaac from Golden Sun?
No, Isaac from Binding of Isaac.
Oh, yeah, I want to write that down because I keep forgetting.
I was about to say, I think Isaac from Golden Sun's a trophy, isn't he?
Yeah, no, because I still think that Nintendo will have an indie representative.
You're fucking nuts, dude.
Well, Master Chief.
But no, I still think they'll have any representative actually be on the roster, and I think it'll be Isaac from Binding of Isaac.
I think we're all gonna probably be
It's gonna be Isaac from Dead Space.
I'd be hyped, dude. That'd be hype.
He just stomps Mario's head in.
He was in All-Stars, dude. Why not?
That's true. And so was Big Daddy, though. Not the movie, the guy from Bioshock. A DVD cut. Well, Big Daddy, for Adam Sandler.
And then I said
Banjo-Kazooie on the McDonald's.
I said Banjo-Kazooie in June 2019, Heihachi in August 2019, Doomguy in November 2019, and Erdrick in February 2020. So I got two characters right. Didn't get their dates, though.
Yeah.
Two characters right.
Huh?
Because he said Erdrick was the hero.
Banjo-Kazooie. Erdrick is one of the heroes that showed up in...
Banjo-Kazooie's not... Didn't they announce that?
Oh, yeah. It was Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Duck Hunt 2. Imagine that didn't happen. You just had like a fever dream.
And then
fucking shows up the Overwatch League with a sign. Thank you for Banjo.
I forget what the context is, but we put Season Pass 2. We put four characters on there. I don't know why.
I think you probably did that.
Did we? I think we all did. Because I definitely didn't put one of these guys in here.
I don't think they're going to do a Season 2.
They might do
additional characters, but I don't know if they'll do Season 2, would they? I think they just get someone
a lot of money.
I think they just do another game and say screw. What's
no,
this?
They'll no, never do
not
another
gonna
game.
Be another Smash for like another.
No, the Sakurai is gone. Whatever, get him out of here. We'll get like some other guy to come into it.
There won't be another Smash game for at least in, like 7 years. I bet.
7 years.
I'll give it at least 10.
I'd say almost a decade. Yeah, because I'm sure
a decade. Well, that's 10.
I was about to say that too, because I feel like it's gonna last the entire Switch, and they're probably put like a port, maybe Melee or Brawl on there, but I don't think another Smash can come for a long time.
That shit. They never do ports on the Switch. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Name 35 of them.
We put I probably can.
Yeah, I know.
we put Season 2 pass. We put Season Pass 2, Master Chief, Sora, Rayman, and Waluigi. I don't know why we did that.
But... No, Waluigi, obviously not. But Rayman, I definitely see. The Rayman could happen.
Rayman could still happen.
You know what? Next year, I'm going to say it right here. Here's a prediction. Ubisoft's going to announce a new Rayman game. There you go. And then that will definitely make it seem like maybe they'll announce Rayman for us.
Bonus prediction for you folks.
Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman will be in Smash. Tom Cruise will be an assist.
I need to fucking clear this I have just a list of just all the movie podcasts and game predictions all just mashed in one long list. I need to organize that.
You need to not do that.
Yeah.
You get confused like that.
That's what Excel is for, bro.
Okay, so where are we at right now? We're powering through. Good shit. All right. All right, next one is Pokemon Sword and Shield won't have all the Pokemon. I think we barely missed it, I think. If not, or we might have talked about it.
I think we talked about it because I said, fuck that.
You might have mentioned it last second then.
No, we definitely did because we talked about how, like, me and you were sick of just having all these Pokemon. and we just want like a small selection of them. Maybe that wasn't you I was talking to. It.
Maybe. I remember that conversation. But I don't know. We might not even be on the podcast. I don't know. Fucking, yeah, they don't have all the Pokemon. Fix your shit. This is a game that you guys need to get your shit together on.
It's the literal catchphrase of the fucking series. Gotta catch them all.
Well, that's all that's in there, though.
Dude, I have like made my mind up. I'm not getting either Sword or Shield. The animations look fucking garbage. The idea that all it is a giant fucking Pokemon with the same animations, that's the laziest shit. They don't have all the Pokemon, and then I'm gonna hold off. I'm gonna wait. I'm good.
You know what I rather they do? Make it all 2D. I would rather that.
Go back.
No, just straight up 2D, like, animated, like, art. Just have all the characters. Like, it would make more sense why the animations look weird. At least it looked better than this 3D shit that does not look good, I don't think.
Yeah, but I think
I like the look of the world. I just don't like the character models.
You're trying
for
to match
anything.
It with Pokemon Go.
Fuck that.
Fuck it. Reboot the series. Do it as an MMO. Problem solved.
How about redo it and then put Digimon in there?
It just screams.
Do
in there.
A Digimon game.
It just feels like Game Freak doesn't want to do the franchise anymore, but they also don't want to give it away.
I would kill to play a good Digimon game at this point.
There are tons of good Digimon.
I know,
games.
But those are like long ass like JRPGs. I want just like a game like this.
If you're interested in kind of a shorter one, there is Digimon Survive, which is coming out in the near future. It's a survival horror Digimon game.
The fuck?
Yeah, so it's like half RPG, half survival horror. So the way that they've kind of pitched the game is that you'll have your main character and your partner Digimon, and you have to kind of solve mysteries, and then you'll have RPG combat. But along the way, there'll be different events that happen that can cause some of your party members to die. And so it's all about kind of surviving through to the end with all your party members if possible. If not, you can basically get everyone killed.
So is rated M?
They didn't confirm a rating yet.
What the fuck? I never knew they would... Like, Pokemon will never do that. Like, the most they'll ever do with mystery is that dungeon shit.
I mean, we're talking about a series that has been dark from the beginning. I mean, it's had child kidnapping, murder, and...
I mean, I remember, like, I think one of the old, like more one of the older, like, shows... not older, I'm sorry. One of the, I guess, newer... What was his name? The lion guy gets killed. I remember that.
Yeah, that was.
I was like, "What the fuck, man? You just killed the lion guy? What's his name? Kills him. The fucking bat guy."
Yeah,
like,
Beelzemon.
Yeah, and then he I remember he uses that lion's powers to fight somebody else later on. I'm like, yo, this show's deep, bro.
Well, what's fucked up about that is so like, the girl that was Leomon's partner was autistic. Yeah. So she was this autistic girl struggling to deal with life as it is. She was always scared and afraid. Really? Leomon was there to symbolize, oh, you have a lion's heart. And that was kind of his phrase throughout the whole thing. Demi Devimon, with the little rookie form, was just kind of like a nuisance to the gang until he literally sold his soul to the four Saint Beasts and they made him a mega evolution Digimon of Beelzemon. Literally punches through Leomon's heart, absorbs and kills him. Goes through this whole journey of just trying to kill all the children in their partner Digimon until he himself finally kind of tries to remember why he was even in the human world to begin with. Realizes, it's because I was sent to two twins. They beat the shit out of me because they were too young to understand that I wasn't a toy. And, oh, crap, I horribly fucked up somewhere here. So he goes to single-handedly try and fucking kill the Reaper of Digimon. And that's when the scene that you kind of ended up with. He uses Leomon's power. But he does it while trying to save the girl of the partner he killed.
But
so
she's
just
freaking
out of like, oh, my God, he's fucking using my partner's move and talking. Me with it,
but she didn't want to be saved. I remember that.
That series was fucking dark, and I loved it. So good.
And in Pokemon, Ash wanted to catch a Charizard.
Yeah, that Charizard turned out to be an asshole.
To be fair, that was pretty dark. She's like Charizard just didn't like Ash, I guess.
I mean, the Pokemon manga was really fucking dark. I mean, you had Pokemon actually like biting chunks out of each other, and
it
was legitimately an experiment that was unstable, so it switched between all the different evolutions, and Team Rocket actually fucking outright killed people in it. It was fucking great.
Yeah, but you can't like sell that toy that Adrian has behind him when these Pikachus and these Pokemans go around and stab each other with their claws.
Danny DeVito Pikachu.
Yeah,
right
like
over
that Pikachu would actually fry people to like a husk. in the manga, but in the games and the oh no, he's killing him. if you like ripped him like apart, then that would've been sweet. Like with your fucking hands.
All the other toys in my room, like, oh god. He's gone rogue. Story.
The Splatoon hats are just like looking around.
He's gone fuck. Rogue.
He's gone rogue. But
sorry, I didn't mean to nerd out about fucking Digimon there, but I legitimately fucking love that.
They're gonna try to do the fluff attack against me tonight.
What?
They're
gonna get you.
They're gonna just jump on my face and kill me.
Oh, they just moved. I saw it.
Punch them.
Yeah, the legs are moving.
They moved again. They're coming for you, Adrian. You got a fan or something blowing up, so it just looks like they're about to come and get you. They moved again.
Yeah, there's a fan on him.
That's fucked. That green one's moving. I don't like this.
While you guys are nerding out about Digimon, I don't know why.
I don't even remember what show that was. What version of Digimon that was?
That was Digimon Tamers.
Tamers, okay. There you go.
I was just curiously looking up the status bar on Kentucky Route Zero. That game is still, like, the Act 5 is still not out. And that game's been in development for fucking...
Let me see. Since, like, 2012?
I think so. Let me check. Act 1 came out January 7,
2013. Wow. Close. Almost 2012.
Act 2 came out May 31st, 2013. Act 3 came out May 6, 2014. Act 4 came out July 19, 2016. And Act 5 is still...
It's coming. It's cooking, man.
Act 1 and Act 2 was the Valve Half-Life episode thing where they're like, all right, we'll turn them out. We got this. 3 came out. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, Half-Life 2 episode 1 and 2 came out pretty close between each other, right?
Because there's the quote where there's like, yeah, we plan to just take a couple months in between these to make it a lot easier on us. And then just never happen.
It'll take a few decades. by the time episode 3 comes out, nobody will be alive anymore.
Acts have been notoriously taking forever. But I looked up, and apparently 20 days ago on their Patreon, I don't know why they have a Patreon, but they said, quote, we're wrapping up the last few bits of content, like the very last few bits. And next week is the beginning of QA, coordinated by Annapurna, so we'll see how that goes.
Annapurna will be. They better hurry because they're not doing so well.
But apparently, all of it, text is all done. Almost all of it's translated, and they've added a few traditional video gaming stuff like credits and achievements. So, right there, I really want to get it. I will double dip on that again on Switch because I have that on Steam. But they announced that for Switch like 2 years ago, so I want that.
Wow! So it's coming.
One day. Next one, short story is Dr. Disrespect got his channel back and fuck him. Good for.
What? I thought you liked him.
He's a fucking mess of a human.
What? I thought you liked him.
No, I'm off that train.
What?
It just bugs me. It's not even specific fuck him. It's specific fuck Twitch for like. I hate when they get special.
Well, everybody does this shit where they just like all right, we'll ban them or whatever, and then like as the smoke starts to disappear,
they realize that they make a lot of money, so they just put them right back. Like fucking Logan Paul.
YouTube did the same thing with PewDiePie. Also, you know, like they demonetize them. Oh, we need to make more money, so they monetize them again. Yeah, Logan Paul. Like they'll do that whatever.
It's not in specifically. That's big. I don't care about
JonTron.
Him anymore.
I bet JonTron had the same thing.
I don't care about him anymore. He's been starting shit with Jason Schreier about that. I guess Kotaku's been like writing articles about him. So he made. Right. Have you guys seen the post?
No.
Let me see.
I really should pay attention more as Jason Schreier, but anytime I see Kotaku, I immediately just zone out. So
his book.
That happened to mine. No, but I did pick it up, so I do want to read that.
I'm trying to. Pull up the beef, as the kids call it these days.
Beef.
All right, so
Wellington.
So Dr. Respect responded to someone on Kotaku about that, and Jason Schreier's like said something along the lines of like, "Hey man, they're a pretty good reporter. I'd vouch for them. It's better than being a toilet streamer." And then Dr. Respect posted a picture of him saying, "Hey guys, Jason Schreier here, editor for Kotaku." Analytics show that Kotaku is on the uprise, averaging 3 to 5 likes per tweet compared to 1 to 3 likes a year ago. I also wrote a book about video games. I don't want to brag, but it's fair around the office here. I hate myself. And then Jason Charter responded back, hey man, like I said, I'd be happy to chat anytime. If it makes you feel more comfortable, I can Skype from the bathroom. And then just
oh man. And then Jason Charter. Then Jason Schreier was like, I predict that the next Xbox will have a dual processor or whatever, because he predicts everything.
Yep.
And then he said, I predict you're about to get your ass beat, Dr. Disrespect, if you keep fucking disrespecting me. Who would have thought that Dr. Disrespect would disrespect somebody?
See, people are backing that up because, like, it's a parody account, but I'm like, bro, this
parody account?
Well, parody, it's a in-character account, you know? Oh, yeah. I'm like, you lose that fucking argument when you're crying on stream because you cheated on your wife.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's a parody. That was a parody.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, dude, Pro Jerry probably says the same thing.
So was him bringing a camera into E3 bathrooms and recording while fucking kids are in there.
Yeah. He should put his con gear on.
I just hate the fact that he gets away with that, because if it was like any fucking like regular ass streamer, would have banned Twitch and never given the fucking time of day, but because websites need these fucking people, it's like, nah, they're immune to shit. That's what I hate. There's a new one that comes.
I don't know.
That's the shit that I don't like, and that's why I'm like talking shit right now. Like, I hate when people do that. It's like, own your fucking punishment because you're being a fucking idiot. But whatever.
I would have been fine if like it was a couple months or something.
I would have been fine if he actually came up and like at least apologized for himself. Like, you know what? Sure. I fucked up. That was dumb. My bad. I'm an idiot. Let's move on. My bad. But he didn't. Yeah. He just came back. Immediately started retweeting people that are like, oh, I can't wait for him to be back. And sure enough, he comes back and gets all these new subscribers because everyone's excited. He's like, he benefits more from it from them being punished. Like, grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
I hate
that
shit. It's so fucking dumb. Punish that. Punish that.
Yeah. Rip his fake mustache off.
No, I think that's the real part.
What?
Yeah.
Rip his fake wig off.
There you go. Speaking of shit.
You try to rip off his mustache. It's a real one, but you didn't know. You just rip his entire mustache off.
He glued it on pretty good.
Don't hurt me.
I go with
He's like 5. Like, he's like 6'6" or something too. He was something.
Yeah.
I saw him standing next to like Jeff Keighley at the
awards. When he got the trending gamer.
Yeah. I think Jeff Keighley's pretty big, and his ass was towering over Jeff Keighley.
Jeff
Keighley was
like regular size, I think.
I think he's like 6'1 or something. Oh. So, but he was towering over him. Regular size.
Jeff Keighley height.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just making shit up. Yeah. He's 6'1. He's there. I measured him. I brought my measuring tape and I measured him. All right. Stop looking it up.
Height's unknown, so we'll have to just...
Yeah. Not unknown, I know it. But 6'1".
Yeah.
Well, he was towering over him. There's no way. He's not Kevin Hart size, okay? He's like...
No,
he's a normal
say, like,
size.
He's like probably like 5'9", I would say. Probably 5'9", 5'10".
All right, well, anyway, he was towering over him. So he has to be at least like 6'4", 6'5", or something like that. He looks like a big dude. Like big, like tall wise.
Reggie
not
was towering
big, like,
over him, too. That's why.
Reggie's a tall dude, too. So I wouldn't want to fuck with Reggie. He looks like he'll rip people in half.
His body's ready.
Yeah, I'm glad they got Doug Bowser. He looks like a little softer.
All right, so the last one, speaking on the scummy train, is GTA's been in the news again. Because there was one developer of Descenders who was just like, yo, if you're buying off GTA, fuck it, just pirate our game. Swear to God, don't give them money. Just pirate our shit. Please.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I heard about that.
So that's been on the rounds again, because GTA is just, it's just fucking...
What does GTA stand for?
I was gonna make up something funny, but I can't think.
Yeah. Game.
Getting to authorities. I don't know.
Oh wow, Grand Theft Auto.
Grand.
Spelt with a two.
Grand Tufauto.
Games two assholes. There you go. Grandma's two ass.
That was a good segment. Games to all, maybe.
Okay. Okay. I like grandma's dad. I don't know.
What the fuck does it stand for?
Who cares? It doesn't stand for anything anymore. Just like most things now that are just
like IGN.
Like KFC doesn't even stand for that Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore, because I mean everything's grilled now. Yeah, like Domino's isn't even pizza anymore. It's just Domino's. Well, I can get a submarine sandwich. This ain't Subway. This is pizza.
I saw something. I'll share it afterwards.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Games to All, but or Games to Auction. Apparently, someone else is saying potentially.
Games to Auction. That might be a joke though, right?
GO2. I don't know. There's one that you're gonna fucking like. Anyway, so last segment, we're bringing it back. Bullshit.
All right.
Bullshit.
Yeah. All right.
Bullshit.
Oh, man, we're making great time. I'm excited. We're gonna be done with the podcast early.
Hell yeah, man.
Really? All right. Next
really 2 hours.
Bullshit yeah. argument or thing rumor.
Okay.
Speaking of acquisitions earlier,
it's bullshit. Anyway, that's the podcast. Goodbye.
The bullshit thing is potentially there's a word that Sony's trying to acquire Remedy Games.
Alan Wake 2 will be an exclusive. That day. I hope not.
It makes sense because they're trying to they're in bed with them with Control.
Because Alan Wake now.
I think I was the one. I actually looked. I just had that up right now too.
Remedy has the ownership of Alan Wake now. So.
Remedy was one of your guesses that Microsoft would acquire as well too. So you're gonna lose a point if that happens.
Well, they had like two exclusives to Microsoft, so that was a good. Alan Wake and Quantum Break. Alan Wake and Quantum Break.
What do you guys call it? Bullshit or no?
I call it real.
I'd say that happens.
I'd say.
Sadly, I think that's going to happen.
I'd say no.
Well, you know what? We'll have to wait until Control comes out. Because if Control does bad, then.
That means they're going to buy on Xbox. Let's take it away.
Maybe Xbox will just buy them too. Maybe. Because they just buy everybody that's dying.
Buy Sony. Fuck it.
Just wrap their arms around every game studio in America.
I want someone to make the Thanos theme where Sony might, you know, Mickey buys all the studios. I want someone to keep adding gems every time Microsoft buys a new one.
Oh, that would be like at the end of Endgame where he's like, I got them all now. And then he goes, and he doesn't have any of them.
No, I want someone to buy like
it's Microsoft that has them all.
I just want someone to do like 343 coalition, but then add more gems like in a bad Photoshop of more people.
Yeah, there's like 200 gems.
It looks like a bedazzler. All right, that's the podcast. Ooh, an hour and a half. That's juicy. I like that.
That's it, really?
Yeah, dude, I like it. All right, you can find me on Twitter at Depunked and at on Twitch as well. Same thing. Even though I've been talking shit about Twitch, I still stream every now and then. You can find Gore at Gore the Movie God on YouTube. I mean, you're probably watching it there, and then on Twitter. Yeah. you can find him at Gorkus as well, but you'll be redirected to at Gore the Movie God.
Yeah.
Go follow at Gorkus.
Yeah, go follow at Gorkus.
What was your tweet on there?
I made it in 2011. It's so it's a fucking.
You kept Gorkus for a long time.
Yeah, but anyway, it's the arrow to the knee joke.
Yeah, so December 31st, 2011. New Year's Eve. This is Gore the Movie God, but I use at Gorkus instead, so follow that instead.
I made an arrow to the knee joke.
And he said, this was Gore the Movie God, but then I took an arrow to the knee. And then you retweeted Guru, who said, should I? And it was a picture of him trying to switch Gamer Tag to Pope Swag. And then you said, April on 4/20, 2017. You said, the time for change is here. I used to be Gorkus, but I'm not Gore the Movie God once again.
Yeah, 4/20, you know. That's the time for change, obviously. But right. Anyway, there you go.
And then you can find David at DeronLaJoyU on Twitch, and he's going to make a Twitter soon.
I have a Twitter.
Yeah, he's going to make a new Twitter soon. Goodbye, everyone.
Fuck off. See you later, losers.